QHXS Mobile.
Can 4 VWA, W4 DJW.
I call it a tail squelch. I think you call it a courtesy tone. It's gone again.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was getting my volume slider and my push to talk on the same screen because they were separate. Your volume was low and I couldn't turn it up. It was on my end, not yours. I had that volume low, really low. Didn't realize it. I'm not hearing the courtesy tone either. I don't know what's going on there. It cleaned itself up, though. It could be somebody's trying to, because I don't listen to the repeater all the time, but it could be somebody's trying to link to another repeater with the echo link, and they're turning it off, and that I don't have the correct sequence to turn it back on again. It's in my notes somewhere. I got looking through it, and I found something that was close, and I tried it, and that didn't work, but that might not be the right sequence. Ray used to know that by heart. I haven't used it enough because I automated it so that it happens at 1 o'clock. And when you automate something, you never have to think it about again. Those electrons just flow out of your brain. You know what I mean?
Exactly what you mean. So how did you do last night in your programming and your efforts?
So I've got everything working except for that one little dot on the free sky screen. And I don't usually look at that anyway, so that's not a showstopper. But I would like to get it, but that means I have to have 5 serial ports, and I do have 5 serial ports. But the 5th one is shared on a single plug, a physical plug, has 6 connectors. The 2 ends are plus and minus, and then 2 to the left of the one end are transmit-receive, and 2 to the left of the other, to the right of the other end are transmit-receive. That makes for 2 serial ports on one plug. The 5th one, I programmed it, and I connected it up to the FreeSky S-port protocol to send in telemetry. It didn't go. And then I went and looked, went and looked for the thing that turned on port number 2, which was what got the OSD, on-screen display, heads-up display, working. It has some variables that you have to set to get them to show through. I went looking for those for port 5. They're not there. So evidently it wasn't meant for transmitting telemetry data. So that's a wash. I have to figure out something different for that. But other than that, everything else is working, and I did learn a lot about things that I was doing that I shouldn't be doing. And I was trying to carry forward the APM technology to the PixHawk, the 8-bit processor to the 32-bit processor. I was trying to just carry that technology forward. I should have done more research. But now I think it's a whole lot better solution, and it's ready to go. It's sitting over here. I was looking for a way to optimize some of the wiring this morning so that one plug that goes on the OSD doesn't fall off while it's in flight because it's kind of loose. So I was going to try and tighten that up a little bit. And the recorder, the DVR recorder on the back of the ground station, has a little bit of a wiggle to the plug, which will turn it off. And I was tightening that up as well. So I'm just crossing T's and dotting I's so far. W4DJW.
WA. Well, that sounds great. Well, my brother is going to be leaving Atlanta in the next 15 minutes, and he figures about 2.5 up here, so that ought to put him at about 12:30 getting here. And I've got a small repair I need to make on his turbo timber, and somehow or another, he pulled the lead out of the ESC battery connector, so I got to put him a new connector on. No biggie. And as soon as we do that, we're going to head over to the field. So I figure we're going to be at the field no later than about, probably 1 o'clock at the worst. So that's about what I'm planning on for the day. So get in a little bit of flying before the rest of the club gets there. And if I'm not mistaken, last month when they had the club meeting, most all of them left. They didn't hang around to fly. So I think we're going to have the field to ourselves after the meeting, aren't we?
Well, there's no telling whether people will stick around or not. They just didn't on that day. I don't know if they had different, you know, that was a change in the seasons, and people usually get busy with stuff during the changes of seasons, and then they get settled in. So who knows? But I plan on about the same thing. I'm going to, you know, button down a few more things like that one wire going to the OSD, make it a little bit tighter so it doesn't fall off in flight, and tighten up that connection to the heads-up display, I mean to the DVR recorder, and then I'll probably load up and head over that way, which would probably put me there maybe a half hour or an hour before you guys get there, but that's fine because it takes me time to get set up. So we'll end up there with about the same amount of flying time by the time you guys get there. We'll get about the same amount of flying time before the meeting. So that'll work if it doesn't rain. Is this supposed to rain today? Do you know? Have you looked at the weather?
Supposed to. Matter of fact, I've got a little patch of blue sky up here, and it doesn't look too bad at all. Now, there are little clouds that float through, but early this morning we had the tiniest, barely could perceive a drizzle, and it cleared out and it's gone. I'm looking back towards the south, and it does look bad. I mean, there's some low hangers. Fine.
Okay, well, then we should be in pretty good shape. Do I need to bump up power? I noticed there's a little bit of noise on you with the repeater. Is there noise on me as well? Do I need to bump up my power?
Popped off down into the weeds, Dave.
Okay, you did too while you were talking, and I was asking if I needed to bump up the power, and I did bump up the power when you told me I dropped down in the weeds. Is that better?
Still a background static on it pretty strong. Is it still on me?
Yeah. Yeah, it's nothing a little power won't overcome. Propagation fluctuating. It happens. I've heard it a lot lately, right in the middle of somebody's conversation. The beginning, they're talking, like with Rusty the other day, when he first started talking, it was great. Middle of his QSO, it fell off. And then by the time the next person picked it up, it was right back again. So I don't know. Stuff's going on with the ionosphere that's affecting VHF. It's not supposed to, but anyway, it is. Am I back now?
Yeah, you're back now. And, you know, still got that little bit of pop in the background. But, you know, being up here where I am, where I'm up and down in little holes and everything, I'm running 65 watts, so I shouldn't be dropping down into the weeds. But I do know for a fact it does from time to time. So, anyhow, we're just going to have a word with the aliens about this mothership that's out there. They're bouncing too many ions from the solar storms around.
You know, we got to get the autopilots working first so that they can go up there and fly up there and knock on their door. Get our priorities straight. Now, you're clear now. You're 100% clear now. I'm thinking I am too. I'm thinking that's over. Anyway, I've got a soldering iron heating up to solder on this barrel connector on this board a little bit more securely on the DVR. It's wiggled loose over the years, so I got to tighten that up. And it's hot, and so I'm going to get busy with that and hope to see you up there in about 2 or 3 hours.
Bad habit. I'll be there. 73, W4DJW. I'll see you soon. K4VWA. I'm clear.
Be safe out there. K4VWA, W4DJW clear.
Chess listening.
So, K4VWA.
That's clear. Nothing hurt. Thanks, Steve.
Jackson, HKX, KB2HKX, KN4VWA. Can you hear me?
Steve, are you all right there or what?
KN4VWA, clear.
Oh, that was cold.
Who started it, Turkey? Oh, what's happening this morning, Bubba?
Just continuing my hunt to refill my tool bag. The specialty tools coming from Amazon. Yeah, most of the stuff will be here probably by next week. You know, it's all starting to hit cribs and drabs here and there, but I repurchased the bag, and I repurchased a bunch of the hand tools I bought, you know, locally at Lowe's and things like that. Wire strippers, cutters, things like that. But some of the specialty HVAC tools that I need, you know, you got to get elsewhere. And it's cheaper to buy them on Amazon than it is to go to local distributors.
Well, what do you figure? About another week before you get everything all put back together?
I mean, I can get everything in a couple of days. I want to see what they're going to do for me first. Because there's a couple of instances. There's a few things that I found out that I'm just kind of biding my time to see if they're going to cover it or not. Yeah, because apparently they didn't have the CO on the building when we were parked there. Plus, the alarm system wasn't up and running yet. Plus, the cameras on the outside of the building were not connected. And the sodium light that lights up the parking lot wasn't on. And the gate was never locked.
Do you know what that sounds like to me? Y'all, come and get it. Come and get it.
Everything through insurance. Our parent company that owns us is up out of Boston. So they're trying to work the insurance. And I'm like, well, with all that said and done, insurance isn't going to cover nothing. Because we didn't have a CO for the building. We weren't supposed to be there.
Building insurance is not going to cover that. That is vehicle insurance.
Whatever they have to do to reimburse me is not my concern. My concern is they reimburse me somehow, and I'm going to give them till the end of next week to do it. I have all my receipts. I made all copies of the receipts. I printed all the invoices off of Amazon, so everything is there with a total. We're up around $1,500 right now, and that's not everything.
Recovery unit? Beyond recovery unit?
Oh, yeah, no, they didn't get that, no. They just basically, they nailed the three tool bags. My three and then my partner's one tool bag, or actually two tool bags. So they grabbed five tool bags off our truck.
Grab, snatch and grab stuff to take it move quick.
Right, they didn't steal the copper, they didn't steal the Freon, they didn't steal any high dollar stuff. You know, that's the stuff you steal. You leave the tools alone.
Goes to show the level of intelligence of most thieves.
Yeah, what do they say? Locks are made for honest people?
Because of it. Did they damage the vehicles getting in them?
Not ours, no. They got Corley pretty good, though. They nailed eight of their trucks, busted the windows out, stole all the tool bags and the catalytic converters.
Let me tell you something. You know where my building is? Well, you know the mechanic or the body shop guy next door there? He's got cameras and motion sensors that alert him when anybody comes onto his property. Well, it alerted him, and he went running over there because he's close by, and he could see the guy over there between the vehicles, and he called the county, and the county showed up, and it was a girl, Greenville County Deputy Sheriff, and she would not go in there to try to get him. Now, is that not pitiful?
I would want to know why.
He decided he was going to go in there and try to get the guy and flush him out. And the sheriff's deputy says, you'll be charged with something or other. They were going to charge him for trying to stop the guy.
We're coming to.
I told Stan right off the bat, I said, Bud, you should have gone in there. And without calling the sheriff's department, and then got up there close to him after the fact that you went boom, 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 and then called the sheriff's department and got on the phone and says, oh, no, here he comes, he's attacking me, and then just dropped the phone. And then when they get there, hey, you know, they find the guy in a little wet puddle.
I don't have much to say on the radio about that, you know. All I know is I'm going to protect myself and my family. That's what I'm going to do.
Things in this world that I cannot abide by, and that's a liar and a thief. A liar, you know, I can walk away from, just, you know, get away from me. But a thief? Mm-mm.
1,000%. 1,000%. You know, and that's why I'm, you know, sometimes I'm real cautious about things. You know, I don't take people into my confidence right off the bat, you know. But, you know, in the position that I'm in, I don't lie to my customers like some of the salespeople do. I don't lie to my customers. I give them a choice. And that's how I keep myself, you know, I can sleep at night. You know what I mean?
What you mean. Jump off of here and run in and start getting some stuff done. And I'll let you go, boss. And let me know as soon as you can on that unit. What is lead time on a unit now?
I said something in the beginning of November. But he didn't call you yet? Big button on the phone. Wow, that was bad. All right, I'll contact Jimmy today and I'll get back with you in a little bit.
No, it's not that big a rush. I mean, you know, I've supplied you with a Freon. Just keep it pumped up, and that, you know, whenever we can get to it, you know, whenever he gets around to me. So, all right. Well, listen, you go have a good weekend. KN4 VWA clear after your final.
Talk to you as always. Have a good afternoon. Have a good weekend. KB2HXS Mobile. Be out there for a few more minutes.
What kind of trouble are you getting into, Steve? N4WRO.
Catch me. Well, I am trying to get situated. I don't know if you heard me and W4DJW on there a little bit ago, but we're going flying today, and he has designed and built and programmed his own quadcopter, and we're going to go do some testing on it, and I'm going to fly my fixed wings, and I am going to enjoy the day.
Hey, there you go. Get it all done before the rain gets here. Hey, got a new one yesterday.
Yeah, a new what?
Malta.
Oh, good. Yeah, very good there, Grasshopper. Now, hey, did you, you got Conway Reef, didn't you?
No. Still been looking for him, but didn't get him.
He may be off the reef now. What about that Coromos?
Yeah, I seen them on the other day. They were on phone, and I could just barely hear him, so I didn't even try.
I got both of them on FT8, and then I got Conway Reef on voice. I never did spot the how do you say that? Coromos?
Yeah, something like that. You must be going down in a hole. Got a lot of white noise then, will you?
I'm sitting stationary, and right now we're having some atmospherics that are coming in and out, and in a few minutes it'll clear up.
Roger that, yeah. Yeah, rain's supposed to be in here, what, late tomorrow night, early Monday morning?
Yeah. No, I think this is a little bit more related to the sunspots, some ionosphere stuff.
Right. Well, I tell you what, 17 and 15 have been wide open, and including 12.
Good. I got to get my station up. And before I go, let me tell you, I put that screwdriver antenna back on my truck just to test it. And I had it sitting out here in my yard, and I hooked up a FT-450 Yaesu, and I just scrolled up around 14275, and I got a guy, and I was listening to him, and I said, you know what, I'll just try to hit him. Turns out, first contact off of my truck, when I was checking out that Yaesu screwdriver antenna, Stuttgart, Germany.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I've been to Stuttgart. I spent a week over there. Work related.
Feel good. Well, wait. Porsche is?
I don't know about Porsche, but that's where Bosch is at. That's who I was working for until I retired.
Okay. Which plant did you work out of? Down in Anderson?
I had three plants up here in the Greenville area. I had Anderson, Fountain Inn, and Greenville.
At Anderson now. Is that still injectors?
No. No, they don't have anything to do with fuel injectors. They're building the valves and for automatic transmissions. And then they're building some oxygen sensors, mass air sensors, stuff like that.
Okay. And what do they do at Fountain Inn in Greenville?
Fountain Inn is actually Rexroth. They build hydraulic pumps for like John Deere, Caterpillar, you know, the big hydraulic pumps for the heavy duty equipment. And then the Greenville was nothing more than a huge warehouse distribution center for Bosch security systems.
Okay. All right. Well, how about that? All right, well, listen, I've got to get out of here, bud. I got to get some stuff done. Got some airplanes calling my name. So you take it easy out there and see if you can hear any more of those. That's all we're going to get. KN4VWA, I'll be clear after you find
me. All right, Steve, have fun out there. We'll talk to you later. N4WRO.
4WRO, KN4CHY.
KN4THY.
Tell Yankee, but you were real close. Just thought I'd give you a quick call there. Heard you mention Rexroth. I was a former employee of Rexroth.
Is that right? Yeah, his name is Bill. I was running the IT department over there.
Gotcha. I was probably there long before you were, back when I don't even remember them having much of an IT department back then. But yeah, I was just there during the Mountainson days. Over.
Roger. Yep. Copy. Yeah, it was a enjoyable place to work. Kept me out of trouble anyway.
Yeah, I worked over in the machine shop, mostly second shift. Hired in as a setup man, run production most of my time there, so I kind of moved on. But it was a good place to work, and loved working with Wolfgang and Bruno over there. I don't know if either one of them or both are still over that way.
Right. Wolfgang, maybe. That name still sounds familiar. I retired 3 years ago, so I'm sure it's changed around a bunch.
It certainly has since I was there, too. And I had completely forgotten that Bosch had bought them. I know Brunninghouse got them from Bonnetsman, and then I did hear through the grapevine that Bosch had bought them, and I completely forgot about that until you mentioned it earlier.
Bosch got their fingers in a lot of different pies, that's for sure.
Anyway, I'll let you go. I just wanted to give you a quick shout there. Hope you have a good day, and we'll catch you later down the line. KN4CHY, I'll be clear after your final.
Okay, David, yeah, appreciate the shout. It's been good talking to you. And I'm sure we'll talk again someday. Talk to you later, 73, N4WRO.
KN4CHY,
Dates Mobile. UE, this is KO4NNH. UE, this is KO4NNH. KO4NNH, clear.